This week's Parsha is Parshat Tzav. It is also known as Shabbos HaGadol, the big Shabbos, the Shabbos before that precedes Passover. The Pesach holiday is called Shabbos HaGadol. It commemorates the fact that when the Jews were in Egypt, they took the what would become the Paschal Lamb, the Karban Pesach. They had to prepare 4 days before. So they took the lamb that they were going to use for the sacrifice on the Shabbos, and then it was an act of defiance because they were taking the God of Egypt and they were setting it aside for a sacrifice. You can imagine this was a real momentous occasion where they were, you know, as slaves defying their masters in an overt way. So it's called Shabbos HaGadol, the big Shabbos. The question is, how does that connect to the Parsha, Parsha Tzav, which is, when we started already last week, the book of Vayikra, of Leviticus, where we start talking about the sacrifices, we get into the discussions of the different sacrifices. In this week's Parsha, we also start to see a shift of where we're getting ready for the Mishkan, the tabernacle, to become consecrated on Yom HaShmini, on the eighth day. But for 7 days prior, there were sacrifices that were made, and they were preparing the Kohanim, the priests, Aaron and his children, to become the ones who are going to officiate in the tabernacle. And for the future generations also, the offspring of Aaron would become those who would be the ones who would run the show in the tabernacle, in the Beis HaMikdash eventually as well. So this is a kind of a starting point. And what it does is it actually should ask or make us ask the question about what is Aaron? How did Aaron become the high priest? What is it about Aaron? And then in turn, future generations, his offspring would have a similar trait that would make them conducive to being the group that would serve in the temple as God's emissaries to run the thing, the events and everything else that would occur, all the activities in the Beis HaMikdash, in the temple. So when Moses is standing at the bush with God the first time, the burning bush, and they're going back and forth, and God is telling Moses about the fact that the Jews are going to be redeemed and saved from Egypt, and he's going to go to Pharaoh and this whole game plan that's going to unfold. So at a certain point, you see that Moses is resistant, and he keeps on telling God that he's not worthy. And in that process, what we see is that Moses actually was supposed to be the high priest. And in the conversation, we see that God takes that away and gives it to Aaron. And what's incredible in this conversation is Moses is concerned about his brother, his older brother, Aaron. And how is he going to react by the fact that he's, in a certain sense, Aaron's going to be passed over for this role of leadership, and Moses is going to become the ultimate, the leader of the Jewish people. And in a way, Moses is concerned about his brother being slighted. And God says to him, no, you don't understand. Moses, you have to understand that your brother Aaron, he's going to be so happy that when he sees you and he gets the message that you are going to become the leader, that you're going to take on that role, your brother's not going to be jealous. Rather, your brother is going to be v'samach belibo. He's going to be happy in his heart. And the rabbis teach us that because of that reaction that Aaron has of being not jealous, but rather being really happy for his brother, that he will therefore in turn be the one who's going to wear the breastplate because of that, reflecting the fact that his heart reacted it with this joy of seeing Moses really living up to his potential. And that there's something about the Aaron in terms of that ability to not be internally looking at himself and looking out for his own interests, but being able to see outside of himself and to look for the best in others and to appreciate, and not only that, but a samach belibo, to be happy in his heart, in the depths of his heart, to be able to appreciate and see that something good is coming out of that other person, and not to be concerned about oneself, but be able to see the goodness and to be able to really be happy to the deepest place of himself. That's the trait of the high priest. That's the person that's going to be inside the temple, that's going to be the emissary of God and also the emissary of the Jewish people within the temple. And I think that this lesson, this takeaway, that what makes Aaron and his progeny, the ones who are going to officiate in the temple, is this trait of what it says in Perkei Avot, Ohev Shalom, Verodev Shalom, the lover of peace, the one who runs after peace. It started with the fact that Aaron had that ability to see his brother and to see him living up to his potential and to be so happy, to be sincerely happy for that to occur. And so we see at the end of the Haftorah for this week that is focused on the Shabbos Haggadah, it tells us this incredible thing. This is really like a sign-off from from Malachi, from the prophet. It's one of the last prophecies that the Jewish people get. It tells us that at the end of days, Elijah the Navi, Elijah the prophet, Eliyahu HaNavi, is going to come before the great day. And what is he going to do? He's going to return the hearts of the fathers to the sons, and the hearts of the sons to the fathers. What is he going to do? He's going to bring that peace, that tranquility, but he's going to create the bridge that might be, that distance that might be between people. He's going to bring people back, the family unit, the father to the son to the father. This idea is Eliyahu HaNavi, Elijah. Who is Elijah? He is coming from, he's also from that place of Aaron. He's a Kohen. So at the end of days, there's going to be that repair. So here we are, it's Shabbos HaGadol. We're on the precipice of the holiday of Passover. We're reading from Tzav, which is talking about Aaron and his children, and they're starting that their journey as the priests in the tabernacle, ultimately the temple, and they're there because of when an Aaron sees his brother Moses, v'samach belibo, he was so happy to see that his brother was living up to his potential. And so what happens? At the end of days, it's Aaron's offspring, Eliyahu HaNavi, that comes, and his job is V'heshev Lev Avos Albanim, V'lev Banim Al Avosam. He brings back the family together. He repairs whatever damages has been done. And I think the message to us is clear. We're suffering, but we have to understand that when Hashem sends us these difficulties, we're supposed to take action. We're supposed to look and see and say, how can we improve? And perhaps one of the most important, if not the most important thing that we can do, obviously we can repair our relationship with God, but also we have to work very much on wherever we can repair relationships within our families, within our friendships. That's the avoda. That's the work that we need to do. But then ultimately, when we do that, because it says, "Pen avo v'hikisi es haaretz chirim," because if you don't repair those relationships, Hashem says he'll come and cause havoc. But the answer is that Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come and he's going to help us with that. And so let's take that message. Let's bring it home. Let's make our, we're in our homes. Let's work on those relationships. And I guarantee that if we do that, Hashem will smile and we'll see salvation in our day. Everybody have a great Shabbos, a happy and a healthy Passover. All the best.